WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University. Yes, I'm your host, Joyce, the voice, and thanks to Sloan for her lovely music. I have to tell you, she was dressed in red and black with beautiful red lipstick, and she looked terrific. She said she likes to dress up for her shows, even though nobody can see her. So I got to see her, and it was really a delight. So very nice. So, well, lots going on, and we're going to get right into it. We'll be playing some music from Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, my Rebbe, in just a minute. It was the anniversary of his passing, called a Yahrzeit. And that's when, in our tradition, in the Jewish tradition, we focus on the deeds, the works of the life of that individual. So I'm going to be sharing something from a book about him called Holy Brother. And it is by Yitzha Halberstam Mandelbaum. And I'll probably be sharing some things from this regularly because it's just a wonderful, wonderful book. I wanted to share something from the introduction. And let me just see, I have usually some information to share with you, and let's find something in our handy-dandy public service announcement book. Remember your childhood memories, where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Oh, I think she just read that one. That's maybe why it opened up to that. Let's try a different one. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your rights, your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that has protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So, consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it. Particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. Public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's very interesting. I remember the first time that I read that, I didn't know all that information. I try not to put myself in situations where, you know, that kind of thing could happen, but you never know. So, okay. I also want to comment about how quickly the leaves have departed from the trees. I guess all the wind. Last time I came over here, over the Alewife Parkway, down on that section where there's all these beautiful trees, and the color was lovely. It wasn't at peak, but all of a sudden it's like muted tones. It's still pretty, but it's certainly... the peak came and went very quickly, so I guess you'd have to go further south or further west maybe to still find peak. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was a very fast fall. I don't know if we'll have Indian summers after the first freeze. Now, in some places, they're going to get the first freeze maybe tomorrow morning. I don't think in the Boston area, but maybe the outlying suburbs. I still have tomato plants with tomatoes on them. I did pick a few today. And my parsley is still going strong. But once that first freeze comes, that's the end of the deal. I've been told, I saw online, that you can take the vines, even if they're not connected to the ground, you can take the vines in the house and that they will ripen better, still attached to the vine, than if you had picked them off. So we'll try that this year. We'll see, because I have a lot of green tomatoes. Also, there are folks who know how to make a jam or preserve green tomatoes or to cook with green tomatoes. So I don't know. I'll have to explore some of that. Okay, so this this book, let's see, about Holy Brother, about Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Holy Sister Yitta, he would beam whenever we met. You're the sweetest, the holiest. It didn't matter that I had just heard him utter the exact same greeting to 300 people before me. His luminous countenance radiated unmistakable sincerity, and I felt suffused with the warmth of his unconditional love and acceptance. This he had offered to me and to tens of thousands of Jews like me and unlike me, Jews from all walks of life and all countries of the world, who for more than three decades had drunk from his wisdom, soared from his song, and scaled spiritual heights under his gentle tutelage. Whether seeking brief respite or long-term refuge, pilgrims always found a place under Shlomo Carlbach's sheltering, all-embracing wing. The damaged and the dispirited, the scarred and the searching, made their way to the doors of Reb Shlomo. Homeless souls, broken souls, yearning souls, lost souls. But ultimately, what mattered most for Shlomo was that they were Jewish souls, alternately limped, staggered, and stumbled their way into his heart and embrace, looking for renewal and redemption. There were always failures, of course, but many thousands of transformations took place at Shlomo's House of Love and Prayer in San Francisco, an outreach center for Jewish runaways and spiritual seekers, Moshav Modi'in in Israel, and the Carlbach Shul on the Upper West Side. If they didn't seek him out, he went out to hunt them down himself. A brave, lonely crusader, he ferreted them out from the most unlikely places, offering friendship, sanctuary, and a chance to become a Jew again. Shlomo Carlbach was, in fact, the true father of the Kiruv Rechokim, Jewish outreach movement. Long before other organizations jumped onto the bandwagon, he went into the gutter and, mired with the mud, single-handedly began pulling them out, one by one. He found lost sparks everywhere, in ashrams, Muni centers, yoga retreats, village cafes, student union buildings, Grateful Dead concerts, the Fillmore West and the Fillmore East, and even Studio 54. He demonstrated a special affinity for college students, but young spiritual seekers were not the only ones filling the concert halls, college coffee houses, and synagogue basements, where Shlomo sang and taught. Everyone who made the pilgrimage to Reb Shlomo was searching for something, of course. He touched responsive chords in disparate groups of people who sought different things from him. Respectable, affluent, assimilated secular Jews from Scarsdale and Great Neck packed his Carnegie Hall and Town Hall concerts in the 60s, looking for the spiritual elevation that had somehow eluded them in suburbia, but which they found in his exultant nigunim, his songs. Young Orthodox Jews from Brooklyn, alienated from the stiff conventions of no rabbis, crowded into his classes seeking to experience the ecstasy of a Yiddishkeit that said yes. And those fleeing or renouncing nothing and nobody, but who were on personal odysseys of growth, found in his thinking and vision seeds of evolution and development, seeds that flowered on the fertile ground of his own wide-ranging creativity and genius. In rivulets and streams, they flowed to him in an ever-changing river of dreams, hopes, and life. Just packed a lot in there. So it's going to go on for a little bit more. Shlomo saw the divine spark in every person he encountered. That is the most amazing thing. and strove to ignite that spark until it burst into fiery flame. For those who had pursued nirvana with drugs, he offered the rapture of a transcendent davening, praying. He infused holiness into the ordinary and made sacred the profane. He accentuated the positive in Yiddishkeit, affirming and celebrating its beauty and joy. He was utopian in outlook, quixotic in his quest. In short, he was a religious fanatic. The palpable love that pulsated from Shlomo, his trusting innocence and unwavering belief in each Jew's potential for tikkun, repairing the world, and the powerful, stirringly beautiful melodies that sprang from his soul, created miracles. "Open the gates," he would cry out to God during his concerts. "Open the gates," not realizing that he, as the agent of transformation, already had. Who will open the gates for us now? Those who found a spiritual connectedness to God through Shlomo's teachings and songs are truly bereft, for he had no peer. His Ahavas Yisrael, love for Israel, was legendary. His sense of duty to and responsibility for the collective welfare of Jews the world over was unparalleled. Every fiber in his being vibrated with another Jew's pain and suffering. As the conscience of the Jewish world, who could ever say no to a Jewish cause? He was a ubiquitous presence at rallies, demonstrations, and protest marches. At a fast and furious clip, ignoring the pleas of his doctors and the ominous presence of his pacemaker, he fearlessly crisscrossed the globe several times a year, bringing Yiddishkeit to a far-flung, remote sections of the world, where few others dared to tread. His almost psychic ability to tune into where he was most needed came as a constant surprise. Shlomo was a visionary, a trailblazer, a spiritual giant, and there were those who reviled him for it. He knew that certain segments of the right-wing community misunderstood and scorned him, and this breach saddened him to no end. But possessing the infinite moral courage that was his hallmark, and the unwavering determination to fulfill what he saw as his personal tafkid mission, he never faltered from his path. A favorite story that he repeatedly told at his concerts illuminates that resolve. Reb Zisha, the brother of Rebbe Elimelech, constantly brooded over his concern about what would happen to him in the afterlife. "I am not worried," he told his disciples, "that I will be asked to explain why in my lifetime I was not Avraham Avinu or Moshe Rabbeinu or the Rambam. I am terribly worried that I will be asked to explain why, in my lifetime, I was not Reb Zisha." With his unique combination of talents, genius, charisma, warmth, idealism, sensitivity, and unconditional love, Shlomo Carlebach was a man made for his mission. Few in recent Jewish history have sacrificed and achieved so much for the Jewish people. He died almost penniless, a holy beggar, who gave all the money he made to tzedakah, charity. The Jewish world was profoundly affected by his life and will be irrevocably altered by his death. The profusion of gifts he bequeathed to us, both in terms of the thousands of heart-rending melodies he composed and the inspiring teachings he imparted, will have to console us in our wrenching loss. The tens of thousands of recreated Jews whom we call Baalei Teshuvah also remain as a testament to his enduring legacy. Shlomo, move closer. Let me tell you something so deep, so awesome. It's mamasha gewalt. Shlomo, you were a tzaddik, saint, and a gadol, giant, a beacon of light in the darkness, a shining, radiant, celestial light, a light that gave us sukkah and strength, a light that pierced the hidden places of broken shards and scattered sparks. Shlomo, open your heart and listen to the deepest of the deep. You were the holiest, Shlomo, and you were the sweetest, Shlomo, and the holiness. So this is from Holy Brother, Inspiring Stories and Enchanted Tales about Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach by Yitta Halberstam Mendelbaum. She's done a fabulous job with this book. I've had it for many years, and I started looking at it again before the art site, and I just realized how much I really did not know about my Rebbe, my teacher, Shlomo Carlbach. This was the 29th Yahrzeit, 29 years since his passing. So let's listen now. Let's see, we want this one.
So I'm wishing you all a good Gebenchdior. Our homes and our hearts in Yerushalayim are waiting for all of you to come and join us. Really, really come and join us. Not just saying it to sound cute. Please join us. Please get up and dance. Please give us all the koach you have. And please let us greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. Immediately, immediately, immediately. Thank you so much for coming, Shepherd.
So that was quite a rousing, wonderful Shlomo Katz, Nigun Neshama, from his Live in Melbourne CD. He was very much influenced by Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, so I just thought it would be wonderful to hear him. So I'm going to read something now from, let's see if I can get back to it now. This is, now how did I just do this? Oh boy. Sometimes the phone drives me totally crazy. Let's see. I had something ready to share with you, and now it's disappeared. Let's see if I can get it back again. So, all right, we'll have to try it this way. It's from that site that I love, Israel 21st Century. Let's see. No, I can't seem to type my way. Oh, here we go. Israel. Okay, so now it's not doing anything. Well, I might just have to go back to some music till I can... there it is. Okay. All right. So this is from their weekly. This is from October 25th. And it had 12 books to help you understand Israel's history, which I'm not going to go to. But I wanted to go to ways that you could help. What You Can Do to Help Israel at This Time. This is by Nikki Blackburn. And let's see what she has to say. It says, oh, all right, now I need to open that up. Open up that page. Hopefully that's the right one. Yeah. Hundreds of readers have written to us asking how they can help Israel during this difficult war. Here's a partial list of organizations to support. Since the war with Hamas erupted so unexpectedly and savagely early on Saturday morning, killing over 1,200 Israelis, wounding another 3,000, and with 150 taken hostage, we have been flooded here at Israel 21st Century by a stream of thoughts, prayers, and good wishes from our readers. I can't tell you how heartbreaking this has been. In a crisis, it's easy to feel very alone, and your good wishes have been a constant reminder that people all over the world recognize the tragedy of what has happened here and wish Israel well. Many of you requested information about where to send donations and how to help. I don't know, my phone is just being really ridiculous. I don't know, it jumps around. Okay. To make things easier for you, we have compiled a list of organizations we know that are helping people across Israel and who need support to carry on their good work. We will also be bringing you more in-depth stories about some of the incredible humanitarian work going on in Israel. Please feel free to send this list to everyone you know, and also let us know about any organizations or help groups that we should add. We will continue to update the list. Thank you so much for support and your caring. Together we are stronger. We will get through this. Israeli hospitals that are providing services to injured civilians, soldiers, and other personnel who have been hurt due to rockets or in contact with terrorists. You may donate directly to the Southern Barzilai Hospital, B-A-R-Z-I-L-A-I, Barzilai Hospital, where patients are currently treated under fire. Jerusalem-based Hadassah Hospital, where many soldiers are admitted among others, and the Soroka S-O-R-O-K-A Medical Center in Beersheba, where many hundreds of injured patients are treated these days, which is recruiting funds for urgent basic medical equipment required for essential patient care. National Emergency Fund. This new fund was established by JGIV and many of its partners to provide assistance to the victims of the recent attacks in Israel and in the war that has followed. All the donations collected will be distributed to charities that offer relief services, welfare, equipment, food, and other necessities to the victims of the war and their families. The funds will be distributed through a public committee headed by General Eliezer Shedke and Natan Sharansky. The IACC, Israeli Association of Community Centers. The IACC and Magen David Adom. That's M-A-G-E-N, David Adom, A-D-O-M, Israel Emergency Medical Services, have jointly established an aid coordination center. The center assesses the situation and caters to the needs received from more than 70 community centers in the regions of Israel under attack. The community centers serve as frontline emergency hubs, providing for the essential humanitarian needs of their communities. With currently more than 200,000 people in the war zones, these needs include food supplies, toiletry, baby provisions, and first aid kits. For donations from the U.S. via the American Friends of the Association for the Advancement of Community Centers in Israel, AFIACC. All right, well, you can click it. That was for donations from Europe and Israel. Okay, so there's also volunteer emergency services. Magen David Adom. Magen David Adom first responders have been providing medical assistance to victims of the Hamas attack from the start of the crisis. They have provided treatment to hundreds of injured citizens and soldiers in the south and have made dozens of medical evacuations by ambulance and helicopter. MDA staff have also collected thousands of blood donations from people across Israel, keeping overwhelmed hospitals supplied. A senior MDA EMT was killed by Hamas terrorists on Saturday, the first day of the war, as he drove an ambulance to Ofakim to help save lives. Another four MDA volunteers have been injured by gunfire, and some are missing. American Friends of Magen David Adom. The U.S. organization supports the activity of Magen David Adom, supplying its 33,000 paramedics, EMTs, first responders, and first aid providers, volunteers and staff with training equipment and medical supplies. United Hatzlacha. Some 15,000 United Hatzlacha volunteer doctors, paramedics, and EMTs have been providing medical assistance to the thousands of wounded in the south and center of Israel, often under fire and at risk themselves. On Sunday, a volunteer EMT was killed while helping residents of the Gaza periphery. And it goes on. There's Natan Worldwide Disaster Relief, Zaka, paramedics, and One Heart, Lev Echad, Rescuers Without Borders, Save a Child's Heart, Trauma Support, Israel Trauma Coalition. Anyway, there are lots of good organizations. So, it says that Israel Trauma Coalition is now flooded with people seeking help. Together with its member organizations, ITC provides training for mental health professionals and clinical service for new immigrants, the elderly, children, disabled veterans, Israeli Arabs, and others in crisis throughout Israel. So that's the Israel Trauma Coalition. Israel Aid and Israel Emotional First Aid by telephone and internet. I mean, there are lots of really, really good organizations. So you can go to Israel 21st Century to find a list of all these organizations. So I also want to share with you from one of the posters. I had gone to a Malava Malka over at KI in Brookline, Kehelath Yisrael, and Jacob's Ladder was performing, and they did a beautiful concert. Was really packed and wonderful. So they had flyers, and they said we could take one. And also, there's an effort to all around the Boston community to take blue ribbons and tie them around trees as a reminder for all of those kidnapped victims. So this is someone kidnapped. Carmel Gat, 39-year-old Israeli, kidnapped from her home by Hamas. On October 7th, nearly 200 innocent civilians were abducted from Israel into the Gaza Strip. Their whereabouts remain unknown. More than 3,000 women, men, and children, ranging in age from 3 months to 85 years old, were wounded, murdered, beaten, raped, and brutally separated from loved ones by Hamas. Please take a photo of this poster and share it. So you can go to hashtag kidnapped from Israel. Please help bring them home alive. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's exhausting, but not nearly as exhausting as being there. That's for sure. Okay, we'll go to some music now.
Zaman lechon nao avshi Komal lechov sori Bieret tiyo ve Ya 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 yo, ya 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 yo, ma 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 ma, ay la la yo, ah ma 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 ma, ya ma ma ma. Kein va koide shakhazi sikho lira isus kho ukh vaide kho kein va koide shakhazi sikho lira isus kho ukh vaide Kein ba koidesh chazisi cho liroi zus cho uchevoide cho yamam mamam yamam mamam Ay la da yo yo, ama ma ma ma, ya ma 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 ma, ay ay la da ay la da. Ya 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 la da mo ya do ya ma ma yo 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 והיא שיום דו לבוי סיינו ולא נו שלא יחוד בלבוד עומד עלינו לחלוי סיינו אלו שבכל דויר ודויר אוי מדים עלינו חלוי שיינו והקודש ברוך הוא מצילנו מיודום אלו שבכל דויר ודויר אוי מדים עלינו לחלוי שיינו HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom VaHaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu
That was Meir Simcha Rifkin doing two things, Samach and Lacha V'hi She'amda, from a CD called The Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul. And what I want to do, now at these times, one of the practices that people in the Jewish community have is of reciting Psalms or Tehillim. And these were composed mostly by King David. And so I want to share a little bit of that with you. There's a prayer that you say beforehand, which is very beautiful. So I'll read it in the English. It says like this, "May it be your will, Hashem our God, and the God of our forefathers, who chose his servant David and his offspring after him, and who chose songs and praises, that you pay merciful heed to the psalms that I shall recite, and consider it as if King David of blessed memory, may his merit protect us, had recited them himself. May the merit of the verses of the psalms stand in our favor, together with the merit of their words and their letters and their vowels and their cancellations, and together with the holy names that are formed from the initial letters and the final letters. May the merit of all these bring an atonement for our transgressions, iniquities, and sins. Cut down ruthless men and slash away all the thorns and briars which surround the celestial rose. Cause the bride of youth to unite with her beloved in love, brotherhood, and companionship. And from that unification, may an abundant blessing be drawn to our spirit, breath, and soul, to purify us of our iniquities, to forgive our sins, and to atone for our transgressions, just as you forgave David, who recited these very same psalms before you. As it says, Hashem also has forgiven your sin. You shall not die. May you not take us from this world before our time, before completion of our years, among them are 70 years, so that we can rectify anything we have ruined. May the merit of King David of blessed memory shield over us and for us, that you may be patient with us and wait until we can return to you in complete repentance. From your treasury of undeserved grace, be gracious to us, as it is written, I am compassionate to those whom I favor, and I am merciful to those upon whom I take mercy. And just as we sing to you in this world, let us merit, O Hashem, our God, the privilege of singing songs and praises to you in the world to come. And through the recitation of the Psalms, arouse the Rose of Sharon to sing with a pleasant voice, with joy and ecstasy. May the glory of the Lebanon be given her, splendor and majesty in the house of our God, speedily in our days. Amen. Selah." It's really quite astounding. All right, so Psalm 20 is one of the ones that is usually said. The little introduction says that it's especially appropriate to recite this psalm in times of distress, whether one's own or that of a dear one or of the nation. It is the basis for the Talmudic dictum that we should pray for redemption or help after having proclaimed God as the Redeemer, Brachos 4b. The last word of the previous psalm describes God as my Redeemer, whereupon the psalmist prays, May Hashem answer you on the day of distress. I'll read the English first and then the Hebrew. For the conductor, a psalm by David. May Hashem answer you on the day of distress. May the name of Yaakov's God make you impregnable. May he dispatch your help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and consider your burnt sacrifices generous, Selah. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your every plan. May we sing for joy at your salvation and raise our banner in the name of our God. May Hashem fulfill all your requests. Now I know that Hashem has saved his anointed one. He will answer him from his sacred heaven with the omnipotent victories of his right arm, some with chariots and some with horses. But we, in the name of Hashem our God, call out. They slumped and fell, but we arose and were invigorated. Hashem save, may the king answer us on the day that we call. In the Hebrew, Lamanatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom sara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrucha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchasecha, ve'olasecha yedashine sela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha, ve'chalatzasecha yimalei. Niranana b'yeshua secha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalasecha, ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Yanehu mishmei kodsho, v'gvuros yesha yimino. Elev v'rechev v'elev v'asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hamok or Uv and Afalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Venisodad, Adonoi Hoshea, Hamelech Yanenu Vyom Korenu. So there are wonderful books that you can buy. Israel Bookstore might be a place to buy a pocket edition of the Tehillim, where they have, you know, many different volumes with English, Hebrew, and so forth. Also, if you go to Chabad.org, they list Psalms, daily Psalms to be said, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonder. Those 150 Psalms encompass every kind of emotion and situation that you could find yourself in. All right, we're going to go down to some music from Craig Taubin here on WMFO Medford. And this is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Oh, okay, that is what I want, yes. Okay, so I'm just looking here at this 2023 Arlington International Film Festival brochure. It starts November 2nd, so that's tomorrow, and it goes through the 5th, and it's at the Capitol Theater. And just looking to see where they list Okay, so why is this doing this? Okay, so there's a film that, on November 3rd at 7 o'clock, The Palm Nicken Tragedy, Best Documentary Feature. It's a U.S. premiere. Andrei Proskurakov, Germany, Russia, and Israel, 2022 documentary inspired or sponsored by Irving House at Harvard. On the night of January 31st, 1945, the town of Palmnicken in East Prussia, now the settlement of Yatarny, Kaliningrad region of Russia, Nazis shot on the seashore about 3,000 prisoners of the Stutthof concentration camp, mostly women and teenage girls. The advancing Soviet troops reached the execution site just